Kitab Korah will come from the Sefer Oyikra, chapter 20. And Yahuwah devour unto Moshe Amar, again thou shalt Amar to the bane of Yashariah, whosoever he be of the bane of Yashariah, or of the gear that gore in Yashariah, that Nathan in of his Zerah unto Molech, he shall surely moot. The harm of the Aries shall ragam him with Evan. And I will Nathan my pinim that Ish, and will karat him from among his harm, because he hath Nathan of his Zerah unto Molech, to tamein my Mikdash, and to halal my Kadash shame. And if the harm of the Aries do anyways halam the Hayin from the Ish, when he Nathan of his Zerah unto Molech, and moot him not, then I will sue my Pinim that Ish, and against his Mispaha, and will karat him, and call that Zanah after him to Zanah with Molech from among their harm. And the Nephesh that Panah after such as have familiar of, and after Yithomni to Zanah after them, I will even Nathan my Pinim against that Nephesh, and will karat him from among his harm. Kadash yourselves therefore, and be ye Kadash, for I am Yahuwah your mighty one. And ye shall shamar my hukah, and assah them. I am Yahuwah which Kadash you. For everyone that kalal his off or his aim shall surely moot. He hath kalal his off or his aim, his dom shall be upon him. And the Ish that na'af with another Ish Isha, even he that zanah with his Re'ah Isha, the adulterer and adulteress shall surely moot. And the Ish that shakar with his Av Isha, hath galah his Av Erva, both of them shall surely moot, their dom shall be upon them. And if the Ish shakar with his Kalal, Shanai of them shall surely moot, they have Hasar Kevil, their dom shall be upon them. If an Ish also shall carve with Zakar, as he miscarve an Isha, both of them have Hasar and Toeva, they shall surely moot, their dom shall be upon them. And if an Ish laka an Isha, and her aim, if it is Zimah, they shall be Sharaf with Aish, both he and they, that there be Lo Zimah Tavek you. And if an Ish shakar with a Behemah, he shall surely moot, and ye shall harag the Behemah. And if the Ish shall karav unto call Behemah, and Ravat thereto, thou shalt harag the Isha and the Behemah, they shall surely moot, their dom shall be upon them. And if the Isha shall laka his Ahot, his Avbat, or his Amesbat, and Raha her Erva, and she Raha his Erva, it is a hussed thing, and they shall be Karat in the hiding of their harm. He hath galah his Ahot Erva, he shall nasa his hivon. And if an Ish shall shakar with the Isha, having her daver, and shall galah her erva, he hath discovered her makur, and he hath galah the makur of her dam, and both of them shall be karat from among their harm. And thou shalt not galah the erva of thy aim, ahot, nor of thy avahot, for he uncovered his she'er, they shall nasa their hivon. And if a Ish shall lie with his doda, he hath galah his dot erva, They shall not serve their height. They shall moot. They shall moot Havel Ari. And if an Isha call his Isha, it is a nigda thing. He hath galah his Erva. They shall be Havel Ari. He shall therefore Shema call my hookah and call my mitzvot and I saw them. That there is what I bow you, Yashav therein, call you not. And ye shall not yalak in the hookah of the going, which I cast out pineam you. For they hasah call these things, and therefore I coos them. But I have a mar unto you, ye shall yarush their adamah, and I will not turn it unto you to Yarush. And Aries that zoo with Halav and Kevish. I am Yahuwah, your mighty one, which have badal you from other people. Ye shall therefore put badal bang tahorat behema, tamay and bang tamay uf and tahor. And ye shall not make your nefesh shakats by behema or by uf, or by core manner of living thing that ramas on the adama, which I have badal from you as tamay. And ye shall be kadash unto me, for I am Yahuwah, am kadash, and have badal you from other harm, that ye should be mine. And ish also or isha, that haya and ov, or that is a yit oni, shall surely moot. They shall ragam them with ebon. Their dumb shall be upon them. The devourer of Yahuwah is Barak.